we can't continue after this. When the program was sent to me, I was asking myself, is it maybe Michael saying I'll take too much time? We had to make sure that everything is done so that I can be on the back end and roll out everything as soon as possible. But we know that there's always a purpose and there's always a plan of God. And everything that happens, happens for a reason. Before I start, I thank God very much for that which he's doing, particularly with us, and for the journey that we have been taking. We have been on Acts all the way through. We heard about Christ dying, and we heard about him resurrecting. We received the power and the promise and everything that we have been waiting for this particular day. There is something exciting, and I believe that God is speaking and is speaking at this particular moment personally to everybody, not just particularly to our congregation, but is speaking personally to us as Christians, that we can be able to not only just walk in the knowledge of his word, but also walk in the fullness of the power that the word brings. He says that I send my word and deliver them all. And sending the word means that it has got an essential power that operates within that particular word. Just before I start this message, I could kindly ask of you, please, just look onto the next person by you, either left or right, if it's maybe missus of the house or the husband or your friend. And I just want you to, for a moment, I want you to hold their hands and pray with them just for 30 seconds. It is an expectation, because most of the times we come into the house of the Lord, we are coming to receive, but we are not asking God, Lord, meet me at where I am. Because any times we come with baggages into the presence of the Lord, despite the word that might be preached, if you come out with the same, it doesn't mean that you have been fulfilled. And God is the fulfiller of every single thing that he has designed and he has planned concerning your life. So please, if you can, just for a moment, please hold somebody's hand and just pray that God will fulfill that which is their request in the name of Jesus. Can we do that? Amen. Amen. Father, as we gather before your presence this morning, it is not by our plan, but it is the plans of heaven. We ask, O Lord, that you speak unto us, but not only speak to us, O Lord, Father, but let us have an encounter this morning, an encounter that will change the course of that which you have designed for our life, that your purpose, your will shall be fulfilled in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Many a times, for those who receive gifts, which I believe in your lifetime, this is a time that you have actually received a gift that you really loved, or you have expected something to at least come through the letterbox, or somebody to knock through your door to deliver it. And here we're told that, as Hanley was reading, you're told very much of the disciples who have seen the power. They have been with their one. There is no other person that they have been with. They have been with the greatest. Because remember before, when we had talked about John said that, yes, I am doing all these things, but there is one who is coming after me, who is full of power. But the power that he is full of, that I myself, I cannot be able to tie his sandals. But the disciples are not only listening to that, but they witnessed that to be with an encounter of walking with Jesus in his ministry. And only to see that John, in the previous chapters, that John has baptized Jesus, the heavens have opened up, and the Holy Spirit, for the first time, has descended upon a human at that particular time. Nobody has ever seen it from the scriptures ever before, from the book of Genesis until Jesus was baptized by John. But Jesus is saying to them that, I am about to go. But when I'm going, I am promising you, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't leave Jerusalem, because my Father is sending a gift to you. Yesterday, I was scratching my head. My wife is traveling today, and there's a particular package that she had already paid for, that was to come, and she needs it for this particular trip that she is going today. And in the age that we are in, we are always checking. We can check how the package has been released from the warehouse, how it is coming, where it is. And every single moment as I was traveling, I was like, where is it now? Is it next to the house? Is it coming? And most of the times when they're going to deliver the package, they will tell you to be indoors. Because if you're not indoors, you're not ready to collect it. It means the collection will not be at that particular specific point. And Jesus has told these disciples, he has told them, I am asking you, don't leave Jerusalem. Be in Jerusalem. And I believe that when the disciples saw this and they had seen the ministry of John, they have seen what Jesus had been able to do and the promise that they had upon them, they were anticipating. They were waiting, when is this gift coming? And I believe that when they were in the upper room, they were praying. And all of a sudden, there was the presence of the Holy Spirit. Many ask, why does the Holy Spirit, why did it have to showcase itself like that? Could it have just come slowly and tap onto them? I don't think the postman will come to deliver your package and they will be saying, Alan, open. He'll either knock that doorbell or he'll either go, because it gets your attention. Because it had to get the attention of the disciples. And the course changed. And they saw exactly what had happened to Jesus. 30 years he had lived as a good man, doing absolutely good. But when the Spirit descended upon him, it's the same thing that he said, wait, when it will come, you will go out and be disciples of me. And he has promised the Holy Spirit to come to us. I say is that you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and all the ends of the earth. But the question that I might ask is this. Why would I need it? Jesus has died for my sins. I have been with him. The disciples could have asked that question. But Jesus said something. He said that, as I depart, I am sending one that will show you all things. The question comes back to the table. When I asked Afi to ask somebody to move the table, I knew practically he will not ask somebody who will be weak to move the table. Because for it to be able to move, there must be power. And him accessing the room, I'm not saying that nobody's as powerful as Stephen and Jeremy, but you can see Steve's biceps are popping out, and the other side you can see Jeremy's triceps, and I think Alfie calculated it and said, you know what, let me get their back is strong, so they boom. And when God chose that the Holy Spirit will come, he chose it because he knew the work that we'll have. He knew the necessity, the baggages that we will have in our lifetime, the things that we might encounter in our lifetime, that sometimes you can be distracted of other things that are not pertaining to the work of God. That sometimes you can be in a place of grief, that if it by you alone, you can't be able to make it. But he knew that the will, and for us to be able to conquer that particular life, to conquer this life, we need a help. We need one who is stronger, one who knows where we're supposed to go, one who knows the mind of God, one who can be able to bring us on to the perspective of what God has designed us to be. Because as human beings, the truth of the matter is this. We are weak. I don't know anybody who physically can fight the devil by themselves. Because any time that have you ever seen a fight between two brutal people who are fighting, warriors, and the one who wins, they always say this: he is the devil. In that particular sense. Or any time that they are lying, a fighter who is going to fight somebody who is very strong, who is brutal, they all pronounce it. Why? Because they know that there is strength. The Bible before says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, territorial spirits, but it is necessary that we can be able to win that war by walking with the help that we have through the power of the Holy Spirit. The question is, what am I missing that puzzle? Will I be able to walk the journey that I need to walk? Because the honest truth is, you will, but you will not receive it at the right time. When I receive the puzzle, if I don't open it, will I be able to see the content of what is inside? Sometimes as Christians we receive the Holy Spirit, but we don't walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The disciples were eager, anticipated to see what the Spirit of God, the gift that God was bringing upon them, what they could be able to do. If I receive the puzzle and I open it and I'm not able to access the manual, will I be able to operate it? I don't know. Will you? This is your first time to see an iPhone. They send it to you. You've opened it. You looked on the side. You looked on the front, you looked on the back. Will you be able to operate it? I know some men say that we'll figure it out as it goes. But the ladies will say, darling, hold the manual. Let us go through it. Let us go through the Word of God. Because through the Word of God, in relation to the gift that you've received, the two go hand in hand. There was a gentleman that was in New York some years back. And he asked God, what can I do? And the Lord said, during lunchtime, go and pray. And he was in the city of New York. And he went and prayed. The first time, nobody came. And he said, Lord, is it you? I said, keep on praying. Because that's what I've said. That's what my word says. Because that is the author and the finisher of life. He has spoken. What he speaks comes to pass. If it was green and he says it's blue, it's going to turn blue. If I'm big and he says I'm small, I'm going to turn small. That is God. To cut the story short, in 5 days, he was praying. Day one, day two, day three, day four, nobody showed up. Day five, 20 people show up. And he gets excited. And the Spirit of God comes upon him. Day six goes, 50 people show up. He was excited. He started thanking God. The next week, on Monday, he shows up at lunchtime in Manhattan, where everybody's supposed to be going for lunch. And he sees about 100 people show up. And he's like, what's going on? It's God. Because what God says comes to pass. When he says that the gift has come, that you can be able to access and work with it, that's what he says. He says, go into the world, heal the sick, cast the demons, speak against anything that is evil. Why? Because he'll now become an ambassador. An ambassador doesn't walk in his authority. I found out that ambassadors can park everywhere. And any bill is sent back to the country. Wherever he goes, he is not him, but he is representing a nation. Every single day of your life, even in your bathroom, I'm sorry, you are an ambassador of Christ. And being an ambassador says that we do that which God wants us to do. And we're not doing it by our power, but we're doing it by the power that is invested upon the kingdom that we are speaking from. He doesn't talk from its authority. He talks from the authority of where he comes from. Anything that he speaks, anything that the ambassador speaks, if it is an ambassador of Kenya, he is speaking on behalf of Kenya. If you're an ambassador of Christ, if you're an ambassador of the kingdom of God, anything you speak, you're speaking from the Word of God. Therefore, it is not me in question doing it, but it's the power that is backing, that is pushing I to be able to do it. A question was arisen to me the other day. He said that, but Michael, is it some special people who can be able to pray for somebody to get healed? I said, no. And the guy said, don't you think that anybody who is sick should be directed to Mike or directed to Effie? Because in nature, they are holding into the office. But the truth of the matter is that you, us as ambassadors, we are walking in truth of his word. Therefore, we are walking in fullness of his power. Therefore, every single thing that the word says that we can be able to do, we can be able to do. If your brother says that I'm feeling sick, you can be able to lay your hands and believe by faith that the same word that you are believing, the same word that is propelling you, is the same word that will be able to bring the results. It is not, the results is not brought by man. It is brought by the Spirit that propels the kingdom. And if we say, we talk about the Spirit that moves, the Spirit moves with the Word. I'm not looking at my notes, so I'm trying to figure out where it's going, but I'm trusting that the Spirit of God will learn that which it needs to, because I believe that the Spirit of God speaks. And the question that I'm going to put forward is this. The Bible says that in the beginning God spoke. Many a times we say that the earth was formed, but the Spirit was moving. Come later on, Jesus says something when he cast out the devils, when he cast out sickness from anybody. He spoke, but the Spirit, by faith, released that which God had promised. The Spirit of God has to work with the Word of God. It is our reliance on the Word of God and us knowing that the gift of the Spirit is there for us to function in its fullness, to be able to fulfill that which the Word brings. Because the fulfillment of the Word necessarily cannot come in our human form, but through the Spirit of God. If somebody asks you a question like this, do you see my faith, darling? Can you see my faith? You can't see my faith. What is he saying? Because the truth about it is that it's by belief. It's belief in the reliance and the fullness of who God is, and by his Spirit that is moving, we can see the truth of the matter to become flesh. So when he puts a spirit and aligns it with the Word of God, she feels the faith in the human form. And when you see verse 2, chapter 2, verse 4, it says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Our lives every day, every single day, is a life that will lead. We live led by the Spirit of God. It's a life that we want to see the power of God. We want to see the movement of God. It is not what we would anticipate to see, but what we want to see. The changes that we want to see. Prayer is good, but prayer without the Spirit of God does not move anything. Prayer is good. But prayer without the Spirit of God does not do nothing. The two come together to produce the result from His Word. And coming back to the gift, as you receive the gift, she received it yesterday. She unwrapped it. And because of the work that is ahead and she needs to do, she had to study the manual. And as she had to study the manual, she had to practice to make sure that that which she has bought can function in that particular dimension, as the instruction says. The Word of God is real. It is not only for Peter, it's not for James, it's not for Simon. It's for you and I. They lived that life. They were an example of His power, an example of faith, an example that God is real, that He functions today just as He did yesterday. I want us to believe God, that the Spirit of God, I know next week we're talking about missions. It's up to mine. But I want us to believe God that His Spirit will be upon us, that it's not our will, but His will that we live through in our lives, enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we do that quickly before, I think Mike is coming to finish and taking the offer. Can we do that quickly, please? Let us rise on our feet, please, for a moment. Disciples were born again. They knew that Jesus had departed. He had paid the price. Just a few days, Mr. Gerda went to Amazon, clicked everything that she had, put it on the cart, and paid the price. Everything that man can go through, Jesus put it on the cart, paid the price. And now has He paid the price. Amazon yesterday told us that we're going to receive the gift in the morning. He said, wait. You will receive it. But it was for the disciples. But for you and I, is to call unto Him. Ask Him, Father, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Let me move in Your dimension. Let it not be I, but You in me. That every day of my life, I will live to fulfill the purpose and the will that You have designed for my life. If you can quickly just pray for yourself and ask God to release the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe that it can be done. Amen. Just pray for yourself. Ask Him. And if you have any difficulty in that particular matter, we can meet after service and we can be able to help you, and obviously, Pastor Mike is here, and they can be able to speak regarding that. And I believe that we have to, for us to be able to conquer, or for us to be able to walk in fullness of what God intends for our life, is for us to walk in the Spirit of God. Can we quickly pray, please? Thank you. Amen. If I could quickly pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank You. Thank You for Your Word that brings truth. Thank You for Your Word that baptizes us with fresh grace. We ask this morning, Lord, Father, that You empower us with the Holy Spirit. Let it be functional in our lives, O Lord. Father, for even those of us who might have put it on the shelf to walk our daily lives, not fully knowing or not fully utilizing Your presence through the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask, oh my God, that You enable us today. Holy Spirit, we ask You to reveal Yourself unto us. Let us walk with You to achieve that which God has intended for our life and to fulfill the purpose and the destiny that we have, even as a church, as a community, as a people, and even as families and as individuals, in the name of Jesus. Let your grace be upon us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.